Look at you. You found us. And we're back, which is even more exciting. And this time around, we've got video, which I know is was in huge demand up until this point. Everybody wanted to see me in standard definition. So we heard the cries for video, and we've answered. So now we have video. You can check us out on YouTube. I think Spotify does video as well. I could be wrong. I don't know. Whatever Joe Rogan does, we'll be doing. So we'll check him out, see what's going on with that. But yeah, you can find us on Apple Music, Spotify, Anchor is another place you can find us. Really any place you get your podcasts. And now YouTube, which is cool. So give us a like, give us a sub, whatever, or don't. I don't know. Play us, but have the music turned down all the way on your phone. I don't care. But thanks for sticking around and enjoy this new episode of Probably Funny with Steve.
I start
freaking out.
Basically like reflecting that.
It's so
like mirroring it.
Sure. Yeah. Like adopting that feeling.
I'm just like, oh my God, you're right. Like this is like, I feel really weird right now. I'm just joking. But I did just take a cap full of that. So we'll see how I feel.
Oh, good.
In 30 minutes.
I'm glad you're here, Brennan, because we're going to watch a fun movie today. We're
kind of changing
up the format of the show.
What are we watching, Steve?
Today we're going to watch Chopping Mall, one of my favorite movies, and I have a great memory with Claire because it's one of the first movies. Honestly, like when our friendship really took off in 2020, this was like one of the first movies we watched together. And we watched it with Zach, didn't we? It was that day that we all were like hungover.
Was it after the podcast? The day after the podcast?
I think it was after the podcast, And Claire was like dying on my couch. It was great.
I was like, help, I'm useless.
My body.
I couldn't even talk in the podcast.
Yeah.
I was so hungry.
You're just like, I'm here.
I sat down. I was like, I made it. And then I'm like,
no loud noises.
Fuck, I gotta go lay down. No, because then you start feeling like sick. You're like, before that, you're kind of still drunk or something or like buzzed.
Your body hasn't like calibrated yet.
Yeah. And then as soon as it's like no longer loopy or fun,
it's
the worst thing in the world.
Oh, I fucking hate it. I haven't been drinking that much since.
That's good.
I don't really drink. This is like the first beer I've had probably since like Halloween. Like,
oh wow.
I'm not a big drinker. But this movie is especially one of my favorites because of the memory that we have, obviously, but also it's a great B movie from the 80s, but it was shot at the same mall that they shot Commando at. You remember the movie Commando?
Yeah.
Fuck you, asshole. Fuck you, asshole.
Schwarzenegger.
I don't know if I've seen it.
Oh.
I haven't seen it in years.
It's really good. We watched it recently. It's really good. So this guy is also known for, he's just kind of a big perv. Like not that he's been accused of anything to my knowledge, but he's 72 years old and he's done... Yeah, a lot of his later works have been like the straight to DVD or straight to video stuff.
What's his name?
Jim Wynorski. Did not mean to go to my Avista page. So he's done.
Vista.
Yeah, I just pulled up a Vista.
I got to check my balance.
Yeah. So he's done the Bear Wench project, which is a Blair Witch project.
What?
Parody. He's done Cleavage Field, which is the Cloverfield parody.
Cleavage Field?
Cleavage Field. He's done...
He's interesting.
He's done Paranockers like Activity, which is paranormal. That's just kind of lazy at that point.
Paranockers?
Paranockers Activity. Like,
is that what we're watching tonight?
Yeah, Paranockers. Yeah, that's really great. But then he's done like Piranaconda... Dino Croc versus Super Gator. Like he's just done all these like really, really, really horrible movies. And I think Chopping Mall's a really nice one because it's available on YouTube for free, but it's also just like, it's not a good movie. Like they really haven't, you'll see Brandon, like the production quality is not great. And then just the acting's really suspect. Like, and it's got the guy from Gremlins. I forget his name. He's the guy that gets killed by like the excavator gremlin who drives the thing through the guy's house.
I don't know that guy.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. He's in it. Special effects are really great. There's a lot of boobs in this one.
On YouTube?
Yeah, dude. They don't care. If it's like pre-93, they don't give a shit, dude. Yeah.
Power of boobs.
I don't know. I made that up, but
okay.
I have no fucking idea.
Felt real.
All right. Well, here I'm going to start it.
Yeah, please.
Concord Presents.
Here we go. I'm trying to look up some other ones. Bear Wench.
Well, I have a list here.
The word wench is just, why would you use
that? Not ideal.
Yeah, it's not a great word.
I get you're trying to be funny and kitschy, but
Attack of the 50-foot cam girl.
Yeah, that's a good one. Cheerleader Massacre.
I wonder what his most popular one is. Is it Chopping Mall?
Oh, that's a great question. Which is a Breastwick 1 and 2. He made those in the same year. That's crazy.
Who's this guy?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, we can make the volume. It's fine. So this guy's breaking into something. It was like a greaser.
Man, I do not remember the beginning of this.
Yeah, who does?
I was so
fucking out of it.
Hungover. Oh, yeah, it's the machine.
It's the fucking, yeah, the Johnny Fives that chase him around. Oh, my God. I think I had a toy like this as a kid, but I don't think it was Chopping Mall. I think it was something else. It was like generic robot toy that my dad bought in Reno when he'd go down there to cheat on my mom, you know? Mm. Yeah, good stuff.
What a beautiful memory.
Yeah, it's really nice. I think about it all the time. So this guy's running through. Jesus Christ.
Look at those sneaks,
man. Yeah, the 80s was great. Also, the 80s was like such a weird time because like outrageous ideas were so prevalent.
Totally.
In film, like you could make, yeah, killer clowns from outer space.
What are you gonna do?
Knock my block off.
Remember that one? Like, that's a fun one.
Oh,
there we go. Oh, shit.
It's got all sorts of little
gadgets and gizmos. Yeah,
it's like it kills people in different ways.
I also feel like this could be like a Tim and Eric sketch where it's like, how about a fucking fleet of security robots that kill naked teenagers? Like,
what a great pitch.
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh my God, here we go. So they're doing a big pitch here in the mall. Brendan, you've never seen this?
I've never seen this, and I'm trying to get the volume up. Let me just pause for a second.
That's okay. Yeah, go for it. Chopping Mall. How long is this movie? Like an hour and 10 minutes? It's an hour and 16 minutes.
It's like, it ends up being like 3 hours long. We're like, what did we get ourselves into?
I'm so sorry, Claire.
We don't even know though, because we didn't look ahead of time.
I should have, but thank God it's only an hour and 16 minutes.
It's perfect.
I told Steve when we were doing this, no movies over an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That was the one.
Well, yeah, I don't think any guest would want to sit here for 2 hours and
are you sure?
Talk shit. Maybe Zach. That's like the only one.
Is this? I'm sorry.
What happened, dude?
I guess we will have to
cancel the show. That's fine.
Here we go.
I'm eating so many Tim's chips.
Dude, it's fine. What are these?
I don't know.
They're different chips.
Uglies? Kettle chips. Buffalo ranch. Ranch is so overdone. I'm fucking over it.
You don't like it?
I'm fucking done with ranch, dude.
Man, whatever.
I can be really into it. Like, I like a Cool Ranch Dorito.
Okay, Cool Ranch Doritos. That shit slaps.
It's pretty.
With like a Jimmy John's sandwich? Come on.
Oof.
Yeah, I had Jimmy John's today. It was delicious.
I love Jimmy John's.
Yeah. I know the guys.
He's like a piece of
shit. But the turkey tongue.
Doesn't he like to like kill rhinos or some shit?
Yeah, he kills like baby rhinos or something and dips them in oil and fucks them.
So weird.
Something.
Something like that.
Yeah, some weird kinky billionaire shit, but whatever.
I want to try one.
Yeah, please. Here, let's butt chips.
Okay.
Chip butt.
100 milligrams.
100 milligrams in the chips. Oh, man. Okay. I will say, Brennan.
Cheers. Whoa.
Why are they called uglies?
I don't know. I think it's something about they don't like all their chips aren't perfect. So like you get some chips are smaller, some chips are bigger.
It's kettle chips, dude.
But like I think they're like trying
that's
to.
It's not a sexy. They're
trying
snack.
To show that there's not much waste in like making the chips. Like some places will like cut. Chips and then like they'll have waste, like they'll have smaller, like they'll all be like uniform,
like a fucking chips, what are the ridges, Lays, right, or ruffles, whatever.
But that's a Brennan fact.
Okay,
it's a Brennan.
Yeah, that's
fact.
Like what I think.
That's a Brennan.
That's what
fact.
I think it means.
Okay.
I couldn't figure. I was like, where is the flavor? Where did he get this ranch thing?
Yeah.
I like the whole time I thought this was going to be like, I was just overlooking.
Like looking for a giant ranch on it. And you're just like, Steve, you're fucking baked. Like,
you know, Buffalo Ranch.
Yeah.
Not like, hey.
Where the fuck is it at?
I don't know.
Yeah. Nah.
It's kind of barbecue-y.
A little bit. Yeah.
Want more for me?
No, I like them.
Yeah, they're not bad. I'd eat them with a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Jimmy John's sandwich.
Oh, Jimmy John's sandwich. God, I wish they would deliver for free.
I wish we were sponsored.
Fuck, man. Look at this guy's hair. So like the 80s also had great coiffed hair. Right? Like if I had hair like that, I'd be the fucking president right now. I wouldn't be
actually
here.
Actually true, yeah.
I would be the president.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit, dude. They really spared no expense for these props.
Oh, there's sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. We don't have it in our headphones. Yeah.
It's okay.
That's okay.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Oh, that God. Is a bad haircut.
Yeah. Like, they just... Some of these people, man, just don't... They don't look good.
It's just not a vibe.
It's just not... I'm not... It's not hitting for me. Oh, my God.
It's like almost like they didn't think anybody would watch this.
They made this movie so they get like a tax break or some shit.
They're like, oh, my hair doesn't have to look good.
I just woke up. Who cares? Yeah. Chopping. Look at that type. Type's like the best thing about the movie.
That's this feels a little bit like the Home Depot song. A lot of like...
Yeah, fucking drills and hammers and shit in the background. Like, yeah, but this is, I forget the name of this mall. It's like Sherman Oaks something center.
Oh, dude, this is the glory very famous, day of the malls.
Well, I had three stories, dude. And every story was like packed.
I think they still film stuff here.
It was like
here.
The coolest place to be.
Well, like that
malls
fucking elevator.
Are so depressing now.
It's really like mall culture. What the fuck is this editing? Mall culture is just like... Wow, what a great riff there. What a
I
great
think,
goof.
This was the New Radicals music video film location.
Yeah, for all of them.
It totally is.
It is, yeah.
Wow. I mean, you're probably not wrong. You're probably right.
No, I think it's that. Honestly, I think it's that.
Mm.
You know, the quad.
Yes.
Of the mall.
Yeah. The quad. It's like a community college.
Freaking the famous 80s movie was filmed here too.
Which one?
The one
more famous than Chopping Mall?
Oh yes, the one that was done by the clueless woman, Amy Heckerling. What's that movie called with
Willow?
Sean Penn? With Sean Penn and
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes.
It was also filmed here.
That's a good
I think
one.
Clueless was also filmed here.
Wow, okay. I mean, look at this though. Like I want to go there.
It looks like a giant play set for an adult.
Yeah.
Like at McDonald's, you know? All the layers.
Yeah. And like the bubbled glass and everything.
Wow. Oh God, don't put your hands on the thing.
Pretty God. Women.
Whoa. I'm going to drop everything. Fall. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Those pretty
is
women
going
just
on?
Like ruined his day.
Fucking the
he
worst.
He just keeps tipping stuff over.
His tie gets caught in the escalator. Fucking. The restaurant's my favorite part because the fucking there's like a
just
like a slob character. Yeah, restaurant, but there's like a slob character. I don't even know if he has a fucking name. And it's just like the editing is so bad in this. Oh my God. Oh, there we go. He's gonna have a coffee with his Diet Coke.
Is the slob guy the chef?
No. Surprisingly, no.
He's got shit all over his shirt.
Oh my God.
And it's like brown. It's
it looks
not like,
the
color of fresh food.
Yeah, it looks like, there's the guy.
There he is. Look at her Lacoste polo.
Oh my God. Her hair.
Dude, that would be crazy to have a Lacoste polo as your work.
As a waitress in a mall food.
Those were expensive. I thought that those were the shit when I was
Oh my God. Pop the collar, some cologne.
Yep.
Oh man, look at this.
He's smoking a cigarette.
Fuck, dude.
While he's cooking pizza.
Brennan, I can't believe you haven't seen this movie. This is so much fun.
I don't know why I would have ever seen this movie.
I don't know why I watched this.
I don't even know why I'm here right now.
When I was in the 80s, I was like watching like freaking
Ninja Turtles
and like, but I was watching like Indiana Jones, Star Wars.
Speaking of the new ones coming out and it looks bad.
Of course it's going to be bad.
He's like 90 now.
Yeah.
What?
I'm going to save the world.
Yeah. Shia LaBeouf's here too. Like, okay, oh, cool. Very, very cool.
He's not in the movie.
He was in the other one. Remember, he was in the fourth one or whatever.
I don't think I saw the fourth one.
Oh, we should watch that.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Okay.
Like, there's a whole sequence where they're like, he's sword fighting with Cate Blanchett, and they're like on the back of two Jeeps, and they're driving through the jungle like this, and it's all CGI. And then he fucking gets on vines and swings with a gaggle of monkeys through the fucking jungle.
Mm-mm, like he's Tarzan.
Yeah. But he's wearing like a greaser outfit.
That's no. Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, that's Shia LaBeouf.
No, dude. That sounds terrible.
I can't wait to show you that. It's so fucking funny.
I kind of get, like, even with like the newer James Bond movies.
Yeah.
The amount of ridiculous stuff that happens now, I just, like, can't, I don't
it's
enjoy
just too
it.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, this isn't at all realistic. Like, yeah. Before, it's like, it used to just be about the gadgets and, like, you mm-hmm. know. It was a lot less absolutely outrageous.
Everything is, like, trying to
he's
outdo itself.
On a train,
yeah.
And then the train crashes and he flies through the air and he still
and he
lives.
Floats through the window and puts the seatbelt on in midair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boobs.
Oh, yeah. One,
our first
one
nipple.
Boob. Yeah, one nip. But it's kind of blown out, so you can't really. The robot's excited too. He's like, oh, nipple.
Titty.
I must destroy nipple. It's a homosexual robot. He wants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, fuck, dude.
I just took his neck right out.
Yeah, there's some V8 coming out of his mouth. That's great.
Hey, that was actually a really, like, kind of a nice way to kill him. It was so instantaneous.
Yeah, he could have grabbed his dick, right? And, like, tortured him or something. Or hit him in the
like,
stomach.
You know.
Or,
yeah. These things feel like they try to, like, chase after you. And, like, that one's just like,
you're just, like,
oh,
straight
you're just
business.
The,
yeah.
Yeah, you're reading the paper and you're dead.
Yeah. Thinking about this naked lady and then, bah.
Yeah, that's probably a nice little ending to your life.
I mean, honestly, if you had to go,
yeah.
You know, if you had to pick it, like, would you yeah. be looking at naked ladies and then you die? That's not the worst way to go.
And
right?
quick?
Yeah, that's
don't
what I mean.
Feel it?
Yeah, you're not, yeah. You're
oh,
not getting
this it. Guy. Yeah,
oh,
that's.
Oh, dude, yeah. He looks like a linebacker.
Mm hmm.
Fucking Rick Moranis over here. Oh, I'm a gatekeeper, you're the keymaster.
Fucking the size of his jawline.
Oh God, this guy looks like Anders from Workaholics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally.
God, the Workaholics guy should remake this movie.
That'd be so funny.
That would be fucking awesome.
I heard that they just got.
That's why I said it because their movie got shelved or whatever. It's
yeah.
so stupid. Those guys, that show's so fucking funny.
It's so
Workaholics.
Funny.
Yeah. You fan?
I mean, right? I like Adam Devine.
Yeah. Blake's my favorite. He's so cute.
I've never really watched it, but
oh, dude,
I watched clips of it.
It's so good. It's on Amazon. Just check it out, dude.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of sitcoms.
Oh,
you won't believe what I just
sitcoms.
You won't believe what I watched last night. Oops.
I didn't say All in the Family. I said fucking Workaholics. Sitcoms. Yeah, there's no laugh track at Workaholics, dude. Anyway, yes.
I guess it is a
Big Bang Theory, whatever the fuck. Yeah.
I watched.
Stop.
I did.
Big Bang Theory?
No, I watched. The 90 is it the 90 show?
90 show?
Is it that? Oh,
that
90 show. That
90 show, the follow up to.
Yeah, I watched it last night.
Is it terrible?
It's like.
Forced?
It,
is it Netflix?
Well, like, I watched that 70s show when I was.
Yeah.
Like, that
yeah,
was
yeah.
like.
It had a big following.
I was like in high school when it was really popular.
Yeah. I never got into it, but
and,
I haven't really
and
watched
I mean,
it.
And I enjoyed it. And. But then they. The first episode is like they're basically like doing all the same characters again, but it's just Eric's daughter.
Yeah, it's a new generation.
And it's
but
like
the parents
but
it, are
but
there.
But Kelso's
right?
like son is in it,
and then the guy who was like a rapist. Yeah, he's
and,
still there.
And they all show up like.
Oh yeah.
Like
remember what's his name?
Fez.
Yeah.
Not
no,
Fez.
No, no,
oh.
Fez. The nope. other guy.
What?
Danny Masterson.
Danny Masterson. He
yeah.
went to court.
He's not on the show.
Well, yeah, of course, he's a piece of shit. But yeah.
But like Tommy Chong is like, but it.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was like
and
good,
the parents. I saw.
And,
Coach,
and like,
Coach
but like the parents are still in it.
It's their house still, right?
Like it's old.
And the
old like Red
it's
and Kitty.
The,
like
yeah,
they're both. They're still in the show.
Okay.
They're like the main people
yeah,
and the
yeah,
daughter.
Yeah.
It's good. It's cute. It's it.
Okay.
It's a good nostalgia trip. I guess
okay.
I should say.
I like that.
It's a lot better than Fuller House. I should
oh,
say.
Oh God!
Didn't waste my time, dude.
I will say. I did have a little quick crush on Jodie Sweetin on when the relaunched it. I had she's cute. I had a crush on her.
Yeah,
I had a crush on Donna from That 70s Show.
Mm. Oh, okay, sure.
And she's in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slackers. Oh my God.
Slackers.
That's where I also had a crush on her from
wow.
Slackers.
OG.
Slackers is like. One of the most underrated movies of all time, in my opinion, has an
certainly
amazing
overlooked, yeah.
has an amazing cast like Jason Schwartzman, like
who else
is
in that?
Who's the guy in
not Angelina
in Saving
Jolie.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall,
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel's in it.
I love Jason Segel.
Devon Sawa,
man, there are a lot of
oh
people.
JoJo Siwa.
She was three at the time or whatever.
But it's a really good movie.
And then, what was that last person's name you said?
Devin.
That's why.
Devin Sawa? Yeah, Devin? Is it Devin? Devon?
JoJo Siwa?
Connecting the dots.
She was a baby at the time. It was great. Yeah. Oh my God. That's fucking great.
Look how. Why is he always fucking chewing gum like that?
Yeah, he just looks like an asshole. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like, check out my butt hair and my giant
butt hair
jawline.
I want to see what this guy looks like now.
The jock here?
Yeah.
I feel like all these people are probably ugly. And they all were at January 6th.
No, that guy became
like,
very...
I feel like they're all like Trump people. Like, yeah, fucking
and
burn
Mike
it down.
Pence.
Yeah.
So psychotic.
He's still getting royalty checks for $1.60 for chopping mole. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Steve, do you need more chips?
Yeah, dude, hook it up. I don't have a wet cup though.
You know,
oh yeah, that's not going to be any fun.
I need dry chips.
You guys need to follow Rufio on TikTok.
Rufio?
Rufio from Hook. Mm. So he does this thing where he has a stack of checks. And he just pulls a check out, and it's like his residuals from all the shit he's done over the years.
And it's like an insane
amount of money. And he's like, am I going to be eating at Taco Bell tonight, or am I going to be eating at like Red Lobster? I think that's what he says.
He's doing it wrong. I spend way more at Taco Bell.
But like, yeah, he'll open up a check, and it'll be like, I was in this movie. I had a bit part, like, and kind of shows a clip from it. And he's like, that's $25.
Okay.
I'm just like, he does it for all the gets a ton of checks.
That's got to be so weird.
Like, you're just getting like checks for $5.
Yeah, there was
$20.
There was a guy I saw on TikTok similar to what you're talking about, where like he was a writer and he wrote like episodes for like Just Shoot Me and all this stuff. And he was going through the checks and like some of it's like 9 cents, $50. And he had one check for like $1,200. Like, holy fuck, for a show that's in syndication that was aired like 20 years ago or something. Mm. Crazy, dude. It's crazy how much money is floating around.
Just floating.
Yeah. And the fact that like he wrote that, you know, however long ago.
Yeah.
Now he's just getting a check every month or week or whatever.
God, that's gonna be so nice.
Oh,
I want a residual check.
If only, dude. I have to work for my money. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Right now, so this guy in this movie his name's John Terleski.
The jock here?
The jock guy.
The coiffed hair.
So he's not an unattractive older man.
Does he still have his hair?
No, he's kind of like has a shaved, kind of
shorter,
shaved situation.
How old is he?
He is
106.
He's 60. He's 62. 61. 61, wow. 62. But yeah, he's now he directs like TV shows. He's directed The Equalizer,
what?
SWAT, The Blacklist.
Wow. So he's done like all the shows I don't watch.
Yeah, but
Blacklist was good. I like
but he's
Blacklist.
Been but he's been a working director since 1998.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Wow. Chopping Mall really sent him on his
way.
It was
a springboard for a lot of these people.
Yeah.
Did one episode for Grey's Anatomy.
Whoa, shit.
Hard pass.
One whole episode.
One whole episode? Was it the one where Jeffrey Dean Morgan dies?
But I've heard this is like a really popular profession in Hollywood. Like there's a lot of directors that like they just they work on
shitty projects.
They work on like he was a director on Scandal, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like so
he does like episodes.
He's a working like director and he's like not like making feature films or anything like that.
No,
but he's like
his gigs.
He gets yeah.
Well, he has steady work, right?
Yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's all you could ask for.
So he's
I'm sure he's happy, dude. That's
I'm very
great.
Happy.
Yeah, I'm sure he makes.
Why
he's
shitting on his face so much?
He just looks like an asshole, Brennan.
He's obviously, really nice. He's been working.
How do you know that? You don't know that.
He's been working for a long
time. That doesn't mean he's nice.
He's a man in Hollywood.
We've all worked.
He probably feels. He's probably a piece of shit.
He's probably an asshole.
Let's go. We should get him on the podcast.
Yeah, call him. Email him right
now.
So do you want to come on Spokecast?
So if you
it's in Spokane.
It's in Spokane, Washington.
If you subscribe to IMD Pro, you can get all the information you need to like contact anyone in there. Like any like
damn. Sure like
yeah.
agent or
agent
talent
stuff like
office
that. Like,
or whatever.
I'm not gonna give you like their personal
well,
stuff.
Of course, yeah.
But,
this guy is so fucked.
Yeah, he's dead, dude. He ate the donut. Now he's going to read a stupid book.
Is he in like a nuclear facility?
I don't know.
Is this like in a
he's
mall?
He's in the mall security area.
Yeah, dude. Don't you know they have a research
that's
lab
what
in the
look
mall?
Like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're so surprised.
And they're backlit like that.
Why is he wearing a white coat?
Yeah. He's in a lab. He's
no, what is he?
I don't know. He's a fucking goofball.
Oh, he's like a technician on these like machines. Okay. Yeah, he's like a scientist. Something.
But I don't know why he's like sitting there all night.
What in the world?
Dude, that guy went quick too.
Wow.
I don't even know what that thing is. It's like a claw that just shoots out.
Like it like hits his spine and killed him. I don't know.
Okay, the high-waisted pants in this movie are incredible though.
So these people like are throwing an after hours like party in the mall.
The premise of this mall or this movie is
premise in this mall.
I'm so drunk. So the premise of this movie is like it's a mall. The corporate America, you know, fucking capitalism, like, hey, we got robots to protect our shit now. And then all these fucking loser kids work at the mall. And so they're having an after party at this like,
I don't even know what the kind of fucking store that is.
Yeah, dude, it's like the most eclectic.
Honestly, you're like looking at it and I'm like, there's a pile of pillows.
It looks like Boulevard Mercantile. Like,
it doesn't look like a fucking new furniture.
It's a furniture store, like, I'm guessing.
Maybe.
It's so weird.
And this guy is just like, you're going to do it, Billy.
You're going to be hot tonight.
You're going to fuck this girl tonight, Billy.
There's chandeliers.
They're having a makeout party. Like, makeout parties are so weird. You ever been to a makeout party or been invited to one?
What? No. What?
I didn't even know. Is that an orgy?
There were kids at my high school.
Why is that chair on that thing?
I don't know, dude. The fucking GE logo on the wall. Like, look how big that is.
The kids at the high school?
High school? They would have makeout parties.
They're giving that's him the so Patrick weird. Dempsey or, look.
Patrick
from
Dempsey.
Can't Buy Me Love.
What a heartthrob, yeah. This is so weird. I mean, he is kind of like a handsome, bizarro version of Rick Moranis. And she's like, hi, here's my teeth.
I have blue eyeliner on.
Nying, 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 nying. And he's like, hi. Hey,
now we're in love.
Oh, whoa.
Now we're in love. And she's
back. That lady
seems
older.
Yeah, she's in her 40s. Everybody else is like 22.
Her? She seems a little older. What was that?
What was that?
Also,
she just
breathed. She went like this.
Wowed at him?
Hot. He's like, God, you smell like
onions.
Look
at her bracelets. How many she got on there?
Those are for all the guys that she's shagged.
Yeah, shagged.
That's a good word. Here we go, dude. He's going to patrol.
Like, these are the most fuddly machines ever.
It's like all janky and shit. Like,
I'm like, try turning
imagine,
fast.
Yeah, imagine if you're in the mall and you see that. Like, I'm not scared of that.
Warwick Davis in there?
Warwick Davis. Oh, my God, dude. The new Willow show looks so bad.
Was it really?
I haven't seen it, but it looks bad.
Oh, they're at Furniture King.
Furniture King, the house of royal values. There's a fucking duck.
So it's essentially like a thrifted furniture store.
Maybe, yeah.
Because it's so high value.
Yeah. It's the value is so
high. The robot doesn't care.
Oh, he's going to sabotage.
I think it doesn't care.
I like that it announces what it's doing to level 2.
Yeah, it's like, okay, then I'll go to level 1. Yeah. We don't have to be near each
other. This is so fucking bad. Like, I'm sure all of the budget went to these stupid robots, right? Like,
yeah. Like, if that was in the mall, I'd try to, like, run up and hop on it and ride it.
Just get behind it. Yeah. It can't, like, it has to do this to fucking back up. Like, you can't just go into a room with a door and close it. Like, what is it going to do?
No, it's got its ways.
It has a security card that opens all doors. Oh my God, dude. Licorice Pizza. Oh, hey, that's that movie.
That is that movie. I wonder if this is some sort of
layered thing.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to say it.
Oh, whoa.
All of these movies, they're gonna get
those
nasty
are
here.
Ugly underwear.
Yeah,
though.
Terrible. All of the people in this movie are ugly.
Yeah.
I don't think any of these people are attractive. Like, I get in the traditional sense, he's really muscular and skinny, and she's really skinny too. It's gross. I just don't. All these people are gross.
She has no bottom.
She has nothing.
No ass.
He's built like a 7-year-old.
Literally.
Yeah. He's just got like wispy arms and like big old boxer shorts. She's like, I don't know if I can fuck you in this store.
All my bracelets are getting in the way. She's like so emo about her bracelets.
Stuck on everything. Oh, I'll take my top down now.
At least her underwear are black and not like...
Yeah.
White granny panties. Whoa, she's wearing like lingerie.
Yeah, like
that.
Lacy shit.
Oh, nip.
Whoa, boobs.
Tiny nip.
Oh my God.
Toop.
All right, we got boobs. Pancake butt. There we go. There we go.
And that was easy for him.
All right.
Oh, they're all just hooking up.
That's what I mean. It's fucking so weird, right?
She doesn't like that.
Oh, God. I'm pretty sure this gal was in some of his other movies, because if you just examine her face and then
examine her face,
she's got that's very You'll weird. I'm it. Sorry. That was very weird. But like, and these guys are just watching a fucking creature feature. Oh, my God.
How
he's,
sweet.
He's got to take her on 3 dates before he can.
Oh, that explosion was scary.
Oh my
of
God.
All the things, yeah. It was like a dinosaur like eating
from like the 50s.
Yeah, and then the pop is what scared her. Oh God!
Oh please!
Dust. I see dust.
Oh my God!
Oh God!
Whoa. Are you trying to get me drunk? What?
Problematic.
It's like no, it's a Zima water. It's fine.
It's liquid death. I know it looks like beer.
I know it tastes like beer, but just drink it. Oh man. Yeah, there's a bunch of beer in the fridge if you want more, so help yourself, please.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to be like, Haley, I need you to come get me.
Please, even though I'm a block away.
I got really high.
With Steve. She's like, every time.
Speaking of. Mm.
There we go. Oh. That's what the doctor ordered.
Ooh. That was one of those hits that scares me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Yep.
Goodbye.
See ya.
So when you watch these movies,
I'm
not like a very
sorry.
I'm not a casual movie watcher. Like I don't like just like hang out with people and watch movies. This isn't not typically something I do.
Oh.
But you know, for podcasting purposes.
Well, yeah. It's very unorthodox.
But would do you watch these movies intently when you do it? Or are you like making fun of it too?
No. Like there's like no, Steve had to pay me a lot of money to be here tonight. He's paying for the wedding.
A part of it is watching it with a friend so that you can do this.
Like, yeah, I don't. Honestly, I'm not doing this by myself.
Yeah, I make fun of movies constantly.
Yeah,
when I watch movies with my friends.
Yeah, gotcha. It's a great pastime.
Like Haley and I, that's all we do. We just are like, these people are so fucking dumb. Like in like.
Yeah,
you know, reality shows or movies.
Oh, dude,
there's so many. He's famous.
Yeah, this guy. That's the guy from Gremlins, right?
Yeah.
These guys are just drinking beer on the job, like fucking.
Yeah, like what is happening?
Fucking loser, you doing your job? Like they're just drinking Modelo, like hanging out. Is that Modelo Black or is that Miller Time? What is that?
No, that looks like a. That looks like a Miller High Life, ooh. Like an old 80s.
Like those kind of like chubbier bottles at the end. Those are cool bottles.
I know.
Yeah, kind of classic. Yeah, the way this guy dies is great. Like the special effects, as you can imagine.
He's going to die.
Brennan, he's going to die.
Like also, how is he mopping that floor? What is he doing?
It looks like there's bits in that mop water. Like.
Well, then there's like so much water in
it. It looks like milk. Like it looks like he's fucking mopping it with milk.
Just in one area.
Mm. Yeah, that's the only wet area. Everything else is dry. Here we go. Robot hits the bucket, of course. Knocks over the milk water, the almond milk. Look what you did.
Look what you did, you stupid piece of shit, robot.
Oh my God, fucking robots. Robots, let me see your badge, please. That robot's just not scary, dude. Oh, here we go. Oh, and
you don't say that. You don't say that to a robot.
You say it after he leaves. You don't say it to his face. Yeah, dude. This is
oh, wow.
There we go, dude. Yeah, dude.
Man, that is just so specific.
Yeah.
Oh.
$900,000 went into that clip.
Where was this? Like, this movie wasn't like for TV. Where was it being shown at?
Great question. I'm not entirely sure.
What this wasn't streaming.
Who was this for? Yeah,
you had to go to like you probably had to go to the porn video store to get this.
To get this one. Yeah,
because it's also a little bit softcore.
Yeah,
it's got those vibes.
Like
yeah.
I guess like HBO and Showtime were like around and Cinemax. But like, were they in this? Were they getting into that late night television already?
The original title was Killbots.
Ah.
And it was by Concord Pictures. They were the distributor.
Oh, I love them.
all of their great movies over the years, like The Sea Wolf or Munchie Strikes Back. Those classics. Humanoids from the Deep. Star Hunter.
Humanoids from the Deep?
The Slumber Party Massacre. Yeah. Like, holy shit. So these guys were just shoveling shit in the 80s. Okay. So it had an $800,000 budget. And it was released, had a test market release in March of 86.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa. She's, those are big old boobs. And he's like, whoa, I can't even handle that.
Whoa. He's like, I gotta go get more gum, babe.
I need the juicy fruit.
Oh, no, he's gonna die.
Yeah, he's gonna get fucked by these robots. So.
Is he really peeing out in the hallway?
No, I think he's pulling his pants up.
So here we go. It's been subjected to film criticism for its perceived themes of human consumption and excess during the Reagan era.
Wow. So
apparently people were like, it's too much. This silly, stupid movie. I mean, I don't really feel like it's commentary on that. I feel like it's just more commentary on, like, don't fuck at your job, you know? Like,
100%.
Don't have a makeout party. Yeah, but yeah, people would do makeout parties.
That's so weird.
Like, you would have, it wasn't the school that I went to, but it was a different school. I won't say where, but it was a different high school.
It was a swinger school. There's another swinger.
No, I mean, I went to East Valley High. Nobody that I know hosted makeout parties. Mm-hmm. But there was a gal that I was casually seeing from a different school, and her friends would have makeout parties where they would invite over like 10, 20 people. Your parents are out of town, and everybody has a partner, and you just start making out in the same room together.
Where does the partner come from?
You bring them, or you hook up with somebody at the party.
Hmm. That fucking sounds weird. Like an orgy.
What if you have an odd amount of people?
But it wasn't, but it's like not together. It wasn't like sexual. I mean, it's sexual, obviously. The bunch of 16-year-olds.
No, it was not sexual.
It was not sexual. We were heavy petting.
That is platonic.
It was just weird. I was like, man, you guys do this with, like, I can't even make eye contact with like my bank teller. I can't, let alone like make out with somebody in front of other people.
No, that's, yeah.
That's not good.
I'm going to put it to the poll on Facebook and ask people, were makeout parties a thing?
Oh, okay, sure. I can't wait to see what the answers are. Everybody's just going to think I'm a fucking weirdo.
I'm not going to out you.
No, you can do it.
Well, you're not on Facebook.
No, I hate Facebook. Oh, he's getting fucked.
Did they drug him? Okay, so then they also have tranquilizers?
Yeah, and they got those little trash picker uppers you get that people have, like,
okay, I'm gonna go out in the mall in my undies.
Here I go. It's after hours.
This is like the most insane concept.
It's cocaine, dude. Yeah. It's the clearly the guy was like, hey, I got money. We can make this movie. Let's get the mall. And there's like teenagers, and they're like, you know, they're fucking in the mall, and then the robots are there, and then the fucking robots come in, like, hey. Oh, you can't be here after hours. And they're like, I got my security badge. Like, no, there's too much penetration going on. You guys are all going to die.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Really, that's nice. The movie. That's the whole, that was the pitch. It makes me angry how unattractive these people are. Like, I don't know why, but I'm just like, what?
She's got Playboy underwear.
Oh my God. Mike, how can you not see his legs right there? How?
You idiot,
damn you,
Mike.
Dead piece of shit.
Damn you.
Where is he?
That's good. That's a good voice.
Yeah. Yeah, how would you not see his leg? It's literally right in front of you.
I'm just going to trip.
Oh. Yeah. Kind of. Wake up. Brennan, are any of these people dead? Can you confirm
sure
that?
Sure, some of them are.
Oh, God.
Ooh, that's cool.
Oh, shit.
What?
His neck was like...
Cut open.
Yeah, really.
That wasn't bad.
Brennan does not like this.
That is weird.
Brennan is now.
This is scary. He's like, actually.
This is dark sided.
This is a really scary horror movie.
You guys, this is not Christian.
Now it's shooting laser beams. Look at it. Yeah,
is that like a stun feature?
It also has the aim of like a stormtrooper where it's just like, over here, over here, over here.
She just got shot in the ass.
She's like, oh my God, these lasers. Oh yeah, this part's great.
She's fucked.
Oh, shit. What?
Yeah, dude. Just exploded. After she got shot multiple times with that thing.
Then yeah. Her head just and then her hair's off. There. Yep. That's cool. Robot's like.
Thank you. Have a nice
this
day.
This woman.
I wish it was voiced killed, by Gilbert Gottfried.
Is oh no, wait a minute. This must be a different woman. Oh no, the girlfriend who was like the with woman? The cute the guys the people that aren't gonna get killed the kids that weren't having sex.
Okay.
Then the one they're not gonna die in this movie. Obviously.
How do you know?
I just that's how do you just know? A trope.
You don't know that.
It's a horror movie trope. The virgins don't die.
Okay.
It's going to happen in this movie. But she's like she's still like a famous. She's done like a watch party on for this movie like online before.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The woman who survives.
Oh okay. I always like when.
But she's also a famous actress.
She's still working.
Yeah.
No, good for her. Yeah, I always like it when like we revisit these shitty movies and the actors or people who are a part of it are like. Not like they embrace it, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
The guy,
yeah, they're like into it.
Yeah, the guy from Samurai Cop, he's been really cool about it. I'm trying to think of the other movie. Oh, Gremlins or Troll 2, mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Like the dad from that movie is so great. He's like a dentist in Utah or some shit. Like, but he's always really nice about it. Yeah.
So
those lasers can blow up a human skull, but they can't break through a wood door. Like, this is great.
All the girls are like, oh God, we have to put our clothes on.
I better get dressed.
Maybe that's the woman. I don't know who it is.
That looks like, what's her name from How I Met Your Mother? Mm. Robin, right? Robin? Yeah. That's a great show.
I haven't found anyone that's dead yet.
So okay, good. So. Good, I'm glad. What's up with these, like, airlock doors? Damn, this mall's got fat budget.
Well, and then I love that the robots are supposed to, like, protect the mall, but they're, like, just blowing shit up.
Yeah, they're supposed to protect the property.
They're like,
but
great, let's blow through this glass door that's, like, $6,000 to replace. It's absolutely insane.
Set these mattresses on fire.
Yeah.
Like, and kill a bunch of people. Like, you wouldn't think that.
No, not efficient.
Like, maybe the robots don't have shouldn't have the ability to kill people. Maybe they should just be able to, like, call the police.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You know?
Or, like, stun somebody. Mm-hmm. But, like, no, we'll give them weapons of death. It has C4, apparently. Or, like, explosive gel in its thing.
Oh, and it just uses the taser?
With some toothpaste. And then it. MacGruber! Like, it's what? Fucking. Yeah, these robots are fucky, dude. These are fucky guys. Oh, dude. I've been waiting all night to do this. Here we go.
Oh, it's time.
Yeah, dude, here we go.
Is it time?
Oh, what's up, dude? What's going on?
Shit, who
so,
are
dude,
you?
What's up, dude? I'm Trevor, dude.
Where did
what's
you
up?
Come from?
Fucking flew in from Tacoma, dude.
I
what's
love
up?
Your glasses.
What's up, dude? Thank you, dude. Yeah, just got them at a gas station.
You look like you deal meth.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, he looks like a classic.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you like that? Yeah, dude. What's up, dude? What's up, dude? I'm Trevor. My name's AKA Vape Dad. What's up, dude?
Vape Dad. Vape Nation, baby.
Vape
Nation, baby.
Vape Nation, dude. Yo, dude, you got any POD on there? Can you do some fucking Youth of a Nation, dude? Cue that shit up. Dude, and also I want to give a shout out to Trish. You know what you did, and I fucking Trish. Come back, dude. I love you. You should see Trish. She's got a rocking bod, dude. She's so good. She's like one of those mud flap gals, you know, on those trucks. She's got a hot bod, dude.
You look like a line
you
worker
like
who
a
just
mud
got
flap
like
girl.
You just got done like working on the lines, like the power lines, and bro. You like went into town. You went to like the
but
local
you're
bar.
Super liberal.
I believe in trans rights, dude. Okay, like, I love Monster Energy, but just like everyone should use the bathroom they want to, dude. But let's get some White Claws in here. Like, oh that's God. A great character. He's just like presents as like the biggest piece of shit, but yeah. He's actually like a super great guy.
He's like, actually, do yeah. You have a?
He just
do you have
not
an agave straw? Like, I do not use plastic.
The turtles, bro. Yeah, dude. Fuck, man. Fucking turtles, dude. I fucking hate Mitch McConnell, dude. Speaking of turtles. Fuck that guy.
I love Obama.
I love Obama, yeah.
I
voted for him 3 times.
I met this guy who is from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And he came, I met him, and he is like this. He looks like a guy from North Idaho who would be like Trumper. And he's like, he's like that. He's like,
a chill dude.
I love the concept of that.
Yeah. Somebody who's like
that's
not.
You always hope that oh man, I bet maybe they're gonna be really cool.
Yeah,
but they won't be.
Maybe he's just not.
And
PC.
Then they are. That'd be so cool.
Yeah,
look at these fucking guys.
Oh shit, dude, that's what I mean. Imagine the workaholics guys here, right? Like
100%.
Blake holding the propane, Adam in the front, Durs on the side.
I don't know where the fuck they got all these weapons.
At the sports store,
of course, because you have semi-automatic rifles at
the mall. Yeah.
It was the '80s before the liberals took over. But yeah, dude, I love the idea of a character that's like. You know, if two fucking gay people want to get married, I don't fucking care. Like, he's just like, so, you know.
He drives a Dodge Ram, but it's biodiesel.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We can dream.
Yeah, my car runs off of French fry grease.
It's really great. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man. Look at his body moving.
Power stance, dude. That's very foul. Yeah, these robots are not good aim, dude. These robots, dude, fucking need to get canceled, dude.
What the fuck? They can't hit three people standing there?
No, of course not.
Wow.
Oh. The shotgun just is doing nothing. Are they even hitting them?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, roll that.
Roll that propane tank. Oh. Wow, where are you aiming?
Oh, my God.
Make sure there's blanks in there, Alec Baldwin.
Don't fart. Don't fart, Jenny Sue.
You'll give away our position.
the
robot's like, I detect sulfur in the air. Yeah.
I can just imagine climbing through ducts and
somebody. Oh my God, it's so sweaty and like.
Toots.
Just hotbox somebody with your fart.
What's happening with the guy on the right?
I don't know. His underwear
or something is all bunched up.
Jesus Christ.
Brennan is fucking triggered by this.
Why did they shoot? Oh, God. I mean, I'm scared that they shot. Why did they shoot? I'm afraid of guns. I'm not joking. They're scary.
Yeah,
they're so scary.
Oh, fuck, dude. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Go to hell, Linda.
You fucking bitch.
Oh, I shit my pants.
There's poop everywhere.
I just started following this Instagram. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like just funny police altercations.
Oh, sure.
You know, either drunk drivers or people that are like calling in and like asking them stupid questions or whatever.
Oh, my God. And the cop's just like, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And so they like put it to these little cartoons.
Oh, great.
And it's so genius.
Yeah.
Because it's every one
There's
of
some
them
serious
is
comedy gold there. Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
So good. But one of them is like, the lady's like, officer, but I really have to poop. And he's like, well, we have to look to see if you have outstanding warrants. Cause like you're showing up in the system is like having done something. And she's like, but I don't want to have to wait here.
So she's in like the back of the car or something.
No,
like,
she's in her car still. And she's like, I just.
Oh, so it's a traffic stop. Yeah. And the cop's like, I have to run your thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's like, I'm going to shit.
I have to poop, but I have to poop. And then by the end of it, she's like, fuck you guys. And like flips them off and drives off.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, and then gets arrested.
Oh my God. So she's like, fuck this. I'm not waiting anymore. Yeah. I have to shit.
But she doesn't, clearly.
Yeah, I'm prairie dogging it. Yeah. Yeah. And then she's like, fuck you guys.
She's just actually like
a piece of shit. Yeah.
Is a criminal.
She has 13 warrants out for her arrest or some shit. Yeah. Grand larceny just fucking peels away.
So I put a poll out there, guys. First comment back said, oh, absolutely. Makeout parties were a thing in high school.
Fuck, dude. I told you, dude. I fucking told you, dude.
What?
Yeah, dude. People be slurping on their fucking faces, dude.
I was not cool enough. I was afraid of everything.
Yeah.
I didn't drink. I didn't smoke.
Yeah. I was a pansy until I was like 17. Like, I was like, weed's not for me.
Yeah. I was like,
I'm not drinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
were you in youth group?
Yeah.
No.
I got tricked into going to youth group.
Oh,
so in eighth grade,
I was a youth group leader.
Oh,
Mr. Soldier Man, yes, sir.
No, but yeah, I got tricked into it. I got offered to go to Young Life after baseball.
Oh, God,
And I was like, oh, what's that? And it's like, oh, you know, it's a really cool thing. We get together at John's house and like, you know, we get in the backyard and we have a cookout and like, you know, there's food and drinks and music and we talk about life. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
That sounds sick.
Yeah. So yeah. I get there and it's like all my friends. And it's at my friend Andrew's house. And I love Andrew to this day. He's a really great person. And his family's wonderful. But like, I get there and it's like, we're hanging out. And then I walk into the garage where all the food is. And we're like, I'm grabbing a hot dog. And it's like, all right, gang, everyone gather in the garage and let's sit around and crisscross applesauce. And we're going to start talking about, you know, life. And we'll get into prayer here in a minute. And I was like, ah, what? As I'm mustering my wiener, you know? And so we get there and we sit down and they start talking about, you know, like, just like they say on that, I forget the song at the time, it was the Switchfoot song. So just like, you know, we were meant for so much more than this. And we this is what God, yeah, dude, yeah. That album slapped, dude. I had that fucking album. It was so good. Oh, and so I'm and it like all clicked. Switchfoot, yeah, fucking Jars of Clay.
The Fray.
Were they Christian too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time. They were the one that, what's that song?
Over My Head.
Over My Head, yeah. Man,
Frey were Christian?
Damn, oh, dude. Almost
yeah.
positive.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I mean, crazy. That was a little after me.
It makes sense, but yeah, yeah. But anyway, so yeah, it clicked in my head. I was like, oh, this is like a thing. And so I went a couple more times and I stopped because the food was great, but I couldn't pass up free hot dogs. But
those Christians.
They're great people.
Make a hot dog.
No.
Those holy wieners. Boiled hot dogs.
Boiled hot dogs.
Were you in youth group, Claire?
No.
No.
I never was a church kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was always like genuinely
it's so funny
uncomfortable.
I feel like you're I feel like you're such a cool person. I feel like it's almost impossible for me to think of you as like not having a Christian school upbringing because you broke away. You just strike me as the kind of person that's like
fuck the system.
Well, yeah, like I mean, look at your own fucking person. You're one of the coolest people I know. You know, like
that's very sweet.
Yeah.
I feel like any time I would go to a church event with like a friend, they'd be like, "Hey, you want to come to church?"
Sure.
I'd always be like, "Okay, I should probably like give it a go," you know.
Yeah, you were like, "Okay, whatever,
try it." And every time I was like sitting there, like listening,
yeah.
It freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that it was like this is not for me. I was.
Was it just like anxiety of like?
Yeah, I was like, I don't like this person who's talking.
Yeah.
They weird me out.
Yeah, they're talking about some really dark
about
shit
that's like really uncomfortable and I'm not into. Yeah,
yeah.
It just always felt weird. Oh shit, she's burning alive.
Yeah, she's all right. She'll be fine. She'll be all right. Roll over. She'll be fine. Oh my God.
Let's see.
Jesus Christ.
Genre.
Oh, are you looking up the Fray?
I want to know.
Oh. Oh my God. There we go. God damn, dude. So that summer, I went to Turkey with my grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma always used to take me to Turkey. My grandma's Turkish, right? So I would always go to Turkey every summer with her. And that summer we went and I had, you know, remember CD holders?
Yeah, right?
The little zip ones.
Yeah.
I lost that and I only had two CDs with me in Turkey. And it was this album, the fucking Switchfoot. And it was, yeah, it was this shit. So I'm sitting on the beach in Turkey, like just, you know,
vibing.
Hitting
out.
Puberty and fucking listening to Switchfoot.
Vibing.
Just vibing. And
vibing in Turkey.
And then it was Permission to Land by The Darkness. You remember that one?
Oh,
I believe
in the color. Oh, yeah. It's so good. Yeah, that whole fucking thing. So that was all I listened to when I was 14 on the beach. In
That's all you Mersin, had to listen
Turkey.
To?
Yeah.
You listened to... Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The Fray.
The Fray.
Lives were largely formed in Denver churches where they helped lead worship.
Denver,
and,
huh?
In the Christian...
So are Denver churches different than like rural churches? Because
I feel like
Denver's kind of like that, like granola.
Yeah,
it's got a different
vibe.
Okay, so
vibe Denver
there.
Has a really weird like Christian connection because
That's
of
I mean.
Columbine. Like there was a really big movement in Denver with like Christian, like there was a big Christian movement there after Columbine.
Post Columbine.
Because if you remember, like a lot of the people that were killed and. Columbine were Christian. And
right. So that was like a big movement.
Yeah.
Well, I remember there was like a hysteria. Like if you watch Bowling for Columbine, they cover it, you know, yeah. like the Marilyn Manson. They're all like complaining about music or whatever. It's God forbid it's the guns, but it's everything else.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh God. She was so happy that she killed that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. She's a warrior.
Dude, have you guys heard about the weird shit with the Denver airport?
Oh, the conspiracies? Yeah. Jasmine does not buy any of it. And I'm like, the guy who made the statue died because and this person and then the mural.
I always thought that he died because they like tipped on him. No, a piece of it fell off.
Hit his artery. Yeah, on his leg.
And then they decided it was a good idea to put this creepy ass horse up with these red glowing eyes.
The murals are what fuck with me.
Oh yeah, the murals are weird.
There's like that weird mural with like the Nazi
soldier.
And then all the kids, I don't know if that's the same mural, but like there's a couple in there. You're like, what is this? And then you hear, but obviously like, I don't know much about it, but it's like, did you see the campaign they did? The Denver airport did this like marketing campaign where I think it was for a couple of years where they had collateral in like wayfinding that was like very centered around that. Like they leaned into the joke where it was like,
oh,
hey, we're a headquarters for blah, blah, blah. And it was like a skull and bones and all this shit. It was just like super, super kitschy that they leaned into it. But
yeah, that's part of the plan.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's a gate. You think like, aha, it's just a joke.
So silly.
And then downstairs they're eating children or whatever, you know?
Well, they did have some like weird, like multi-million dollar.
It went
like,
over
luggage
it,
thing.
And it went over budget by like $1 billion.
Yeah, which doesn't.
And if you've been to the Denver, have you been to the Denver airport? It's just straight. There's nothing in the Denver airport.
No, but it's huge.
It's massive, but there's nothing in it. There's just like a John Elway steakhouse and then a bunch of other shit.
Yeah,
like it's not like Amsterdam airport or San Francisco or yeah, right.
I'm trying.
I've been in there. I've slept in that airport so many times.
I feel like I used to travel through Denver all the time, and I'm like, why don't I fly through Denver anymore? And it's because they don't have any there. I don't fly on United. On Southwest, and I don't fly on
Southwest. Delta. Can eat my ass,
dude. I got stuck in California because of that.
Yeah, that whole debacle. Yeah. Fuck those guys
for like 4 extra days, and then they were like, "Here's $200 per person for a voucher for our flights."
That's it.
And we're like, "Yeah, no." Like
I paid $800 to
We're gonna fight it because like we had to buy extra food. I lost out on
$200 for the whole thing or per day or
no, they just were like, they gave you just a voucher. Here's $400 of vouchers for you and your partner.
That's it.
That's it.
What?
Yeah. Our tickets were like, way over that.
Yeah. It probably double.
I mean,
round trip, probably like $400 or $500 a piece. Right. Yeah, like
exactly.
Flying's not cheap.
No, like they completely fucked us.
Yeah. And I'm convinced that it's one of those things where I don't know any details about it, but I'm just convinced because we live in America that it's one of those things where like it was a communication error or something and they just don't care. They don't want to fix it.
Yeah.
So they're like, just give people vouchers and move on. But people should fight that shit because it's fucking ridiculous.
No, like Haley had to move a bunch of clients around.
That's egregious.
I had to call in for work and be like, I'm so sorry, but I can't be there, you know?
Imagine like I get that flights get canceled. I get there's logistical things we can't control. Of course, everybody understands that.
But I was in Southern California. I wasn't anywhere near a storm.
Right. Yeah. we had a friend, same issue where it was like she couldn't get a flight anywhere. She had to go to California that week, I think. And she's like, well, could you get me to Denver and I could drive? Could you get me to Arizona? They're like, no. I was like, what the fuck you mean? No.
Literally. And they blamed it all on the weather, which is so funny because it's like, no, we watch the news. You guys are being
like
investigated by the feds.
Yeah, we have the same information you do.
Yeah, like you canceled 88% of your flights, like over 16,000 flights.
Are all of those people getting reimbursed?
They better be.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
I don't know if they will last.
No, I know, but yeah.
Because I think people are going to start like filing lawsuits.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So
fuck Southwest.
Is Southwest going to have to go out of business and sell?
They might.
They're gonna
probably.
That means someone's gonna buy them.
They're gonna get absorbed by one of the big.
They're
ones.
Gonna be like maybe Alaska will buy them.
Probably, which is not a good thing. Like you need more diversity with big companies, but
that's true.
Whatever. Flying is such an inconvenience, dude. Like I fucking hate it. I mean, I love the idea of traveling and flying. I do, but like just how uncomfortable it is. Like if you're going with anybody but yourself.
Yeah.
Like even traveling with, and I'm sure your partner is just like, I'm sure Haley's just like super chill, not a big deal to travel with, just like totally. Jasmine, right?
100%.
Like, But yeah, it's such a pain in the ass. Renting a car in a different city is a pain in the ass too.
God, and so expensive.
It's always
now.
Like, well, we don't have any cars for you. They did this when we were in Seattle. Like, we don't have any cars. I'm like, what, but I have a reservation.
And this is literally what your company does. It has cars.
Yeah, it says on the sign. It says everywhere. The guy in the greeting me through the door said, "Have fun with your car today."
Yeah.
But it.
You're
yeah.
Like, oh, I fucking would. If you had a
fucking car, but we had a reservation, and they were like, "Well, we don't have any cars." And it was like that Seinfeld bit where it was like, well, what's the fuck? What do you mean?
And like,
you had a reservation for me, which means you had a car and you allocated it to me and now you don't have it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
This movie's great.
Yeah, this movie's wait till the robots take out their tits. It's going to be even better.
They're just like actually human fleshy boobs.
Just some giant boobies.
Where's the bathroom?
Look at my breasts.
It's down the hall and to the left. Cool. Like it's.
I'm really excited to be creeped out there.
Yeah, good luck. It's it's really ambient out there. Brennan's going to leave haunting. Me. I'm going to talk to myself.
I'm going to let Steve talk to him.
It's okay. Yeah, Jimmy John should be here any minute, so I can't wait. No, earlier today I did.
The Jimmy John's guy comes in here, he's like, what the fuck?
Have a seat, Patrick. Let's talk. Man, it's just me now. Watching this. Man, these chips are not good, Brennan. Brennan, these chips are not good.
I like them.
Yeah. I shouldn't say not good. They're. What chip is really terrible, right? It's like pizza. Pennsylvania. Oh my gosh. Uglies, huh? That's fun.
It is fun.
Man. So what would you grade this movie, Brennan?
I think if we were actually interested in watching it, like, we would be watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no interest. Like, there's nothing about this in the beginning of the movie that really, like, intrigued me. And I would say, like, on a scale of 5, I would say 1.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's that bad.
Wow.
It's really bad.
So you wouldn't, like, hit up Abby and be like, hey, let's watch this together.
No.
I always think it's so fascinating when, because not everybody is, you know, willing to watch shit like this.
Right.
Like, most people are like, what? Like, I just think it's fascinating that, like, how adverse to these kind of movies people can be. Like, to me, I'm more adverse to movies that are presented as like a really great epic thing, and then it's just like overproduced garbage.
Right.
Like, I watched Black Adam.
Like, oh my god! Yeah, it was awful.
Holy fuck!
I watched it first, like 20 minutes of it. I was just like,
I didn't even watch it. I scrubbed through it. Like, I would scrub 10 minutes and watch like 30 seconds. Scrub 10 minutes. It is honestly some of the worst mind-numbing garbage I've ever seen in my life. And the thing about it is, you say this, and then people are like, "Well, it's just a movie. It made a lot of money." Like, dude. People, I'm so tired of people like, well, it made $1 billion at the movie. Yeah, Avatar sucks, dude. It's not a good movie. It's not as good as The Dark Knight. It's not as good as any of the other movies that made $1 billion. It's just like, challenge me on the merit of the film. Don't tell me just because it made a lot of money that it's good. It's not. It's fucking terrible.
So you'd rather watch something like this?
I would rather watch something like this where you're
Avatar.
Like, they had $800,000 to make a fucking crazy premise work. Of course it's going to be terrible, but I want to see it. You know what I mean?
Honestly, from the hallway, when I walk back in, yeah. I was like, who is that?
You're like, what? That guy's crazy. That's the wrong office.
I just saw like the half of
the God, they're killing all the mannequins. Oh, they're standing in the...
And the fucking glasses, and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Like, their algorithm can't detect them because they look like just like the mannequins.
Yeah, AI, dude, it's failing. Cannot compute.
Oh, the mirrors are going to really fuck them up. This is the big, final scene. Like, this is how they killed it themselves?
Wow. I think one of them gets killed in the paint store. Spoiler.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the last one.
Look at her dodge those. She was like, boom. Oh.
We were just talking about, because Brennan was saying, like, he doesn't like watching movies like this.
Yeah.
Well, is that true? That's not what I said.
It's really not
what he said.
Verbatim, he said, I hate this
No, but
shit.
He was just saying, like, this isn't a movie that he seeks out. It's not like the type of movie he'll sit down and totally. Watch by himself, right? And I get that.
Yeah, me but either, I was saying really. Like,
only because I paid $10,000 for you to be here. Mm-hmm. But no, like it's funny to me that like, how like mad people get. Some people will get about movies like this. Like you watch this shit. I'm like, well, yeah, it's fun. It's fun to me to watch how bad this is and riff on it. But then there are people who are like, we'll go watch the most over the top garbage, overproduced garbage and think it's great. Like I watched Black Adam. I was telling Brandon like a month ago. That's some of the worst filmmaking I've ever seen in my life.
I knew it was going to be. It looks so funny.
The CGI is god awful. The Rock is fucking, he's great. I like him, whatever. The cheap meals, all that shit. But it's like, it's just like, it's some of the, it's just a giant Zoa energy ad. Mm-hmm. Like that's all it is. It's just, that's what it is. He's flying around blowing up shit. And then Pierce Brosnan's there like, hey, remember me? I used to be James Bond. Like, okay, go back to fucking Mamma Mia. Like, just so tired of these fucking large epic movies. Comic book movies ruin cinema in a lot of ways because like it's all just over the top shit.
It's so ridiculous.
Everything is just over, like we were talking about earlier. Like everything is trying to outdo the last thing.
I think the last one I saw was Black Widow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't even see that
and
one.
And it was so bad.
It was, yeah, it didn't look great.
I don't know anything about overproduced.
What do you mean?
What's your favorite movie of all time, Brennan?
I don't know.
Don't tell me a G.
I'm drinking a Mountain Dew Flaming Hot.
Brennan is a cool guy.
They're good.
Ew, what?
Yeah, the Flaming Hot Mountain Dew.
Claire is like so offended. You didn't know those exist, bro?
What?
This is the last one I have. I don't have any more, but I'm drinking them. I was just like, should I drink a liquor drink?
That's fucking
Or should
rancid.
I have a cider drink?
Is it disgusting?
No, it just tastes like Mountain Dew with a little bit of spice to it.
That sounds disgusting. That sounds
Do you want awful. You want a little taste?
I mean, I could put it in
Yeah, put,
in
that yeah cup.
Put it in the wet cup, the chip cup.
Oh, I'm scared. This is Nope, that's enough. Yep.
Have you tried this, Steve?
No. I'm glad that cup's full, so you can't. That's full of piss.
Oh, there's Dude. Like
Can I smell it?
It feels spicy when I smell it.
Dude, this is so dumb. This is the dumbest thing. How is it, Claire?
I yeah. hate this.
Hit me the I hate this. Okay. So, yeah. Ooh.
It tickles the...
It gets the... Oh, my God. Okay.
It looks like Cactus Cooler. Oh, I wish dude. It was Cactus Cooler.
Oh, dude. If we had Cactus Cooler and some vodka right now.
Fuck, that sounds good.
Ugh. Dude.
It doesn't really taste spicy. There's some chili powder.
It's poisoning my body. It is poisoning
Why
my body.
Why do you have this?
Because I bought it. Because Mountain Dew
at Walmart.
Because I bought it.
Because Frito-Lay.
I was at the store and I bought it, Claire.
Because Frito-Lay and Pepsi are owned by the same parent company. And they... Flaming Hot is everything. There's Flaming Hot everything in the world. And then they decided, we're going to put it in Mountain Dew. And I love Flaming Hot everything. And chips on mm-hmm. pork. I like eat Flaming Hot pork rinds. They're the best.
Those are good.
Where
I don't
do you
like
find those?
I'm not adverse to
At the grocery store. This Flaming Hot.
You can get them
like
at
pork
any,
rinds. Yeah.
In the chip aisle. They're kind of like hidden. But
they're called baconettes.
Don't look at these pieces.
They're $2.29.
I keep smelling it before I sip it. It like fucks with my nose. That's
like,
not good, dude.
$2.29 like for Flaming Hot, whatever they're called.
I like the hot chips.
What? Can
you go let Jasmine in?
Oh, shit.
My throat. I'm sorry, Brandon. Thank you. Dude, I would rather have Steel Reserve enema than fucking drink this again. I take that back. I would not want to have an enema.
That
Steel
sounds
Reserve.
Terrible.
This isn't a soda?
What the fuck is... Yeah. What kind of weird beverages is he drinking?
Are you playing World of Warcraft? What are you doing? He's really changed.
Like, what are these
rancid drinks?
Rancid drinks.
It's offensive to nature, the color of it. Like,
no, it's terrifying.
It doesn't make sense.
This is bad, scary stuff.
Yeah, I hope that nobody ever.
It's Flamin' Hot with. Is the lime supposed to be from the Mountain Dew? Because there's a big lime on the side.
Maybe. I can't read with these glasses. Shocker. Blast of heat and citrus. I don't know, actually. Yeah, the can is offensive. You know what I mean? Like,
everything about this is weird.
It's like some of the worst. I want Jasmine to try that, see if she likes it.
Also, when I went to the bathroom.
Yeah. Nice bathroom. Sure. It's very quiet in there.
Weird. It's weird in there.
Yeah.
And there's like a little step up.
Yeah, it's kind of a funky, yeah, like, funky little.
Tripped on here. God, oh, idiots. God. But I had one of those moments that was like, I felt like Austin Powers when he pees for just like such an extended amount of time.
Right.
And that's how I felt in there. I felt like I was peeing for like
forever.
For like 3
You weren't
minutes.
Gone that long. You were gone maybe like a minute. Yeah, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But you felt like you were just.
My pee felt like a minute and a half.
That's always weird, man.
Yeah.
You're like stuck in purgatory or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. But I don't know why that happens sometimes. Maybe it's just because I'm high.
I think these beats are banging.
This is like the most fun part of the whole movie.
The final chase. What's up?
What's up?
She hates Welcome. These glasses.
We were just sampling Mountain Dew Flamin' Hot.
You want to try it?
Here. Yes.
Smell it first.
She didn't have the same chili crazy, reaction.
She has like a background in spice, so I don't even know what that means.
I think if you pour fresh in there, you'll get the bubbles.
Get a little splish splash going.
Taking a bath. Rub a dub with the splash in the tub.
It's like a Tom Hanks rom-com in here.
Yeah. It made us like sneeze and cough.
Yeah, I almost choked. I almost died. What do you think? You mad?
Are you glad?
Stop.
Nice.
Oh, that's probably true.
It doesn't taste spicy, it's not. Smell.
I don't get spice from anything anymore. But I mean, I get the flavor. But
that's
like,
the scariest part of this
movie.
A snake.
Spiders. I couldn't do it. I fucking hate
Jasmine,
spiders.
I have a question for you.
Oh, boy.
Did you go to, were there makeout parties in high school when you were like in junior high and high school? Like, did people throw that? You go and make out with people?
So we had party lines to find. So it wasn't makeout parties, but it was a party line. I don't know if you guys had
like a phone.
You do a line and then you party.
And then someone does a line. Just one line. That's it.
It was potential. But no, it was like you would call a phone number.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, what is it? Omegle? Was that or
Omegle was the one where it was like saturated with dicks. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? How it's like a face to face.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what the
chat roulette kind of thing.
So
yeah.
You used to call this phone number.
We should do that.
And it would just hook
right
you
up.
Right now. You could say, I'm serious. Talk to boys. It would like hook you up with like usually other people
willing singles
hanging out with their friends. So it was always like a group of girls at a sleepover who would call this number.
What are you guys doing?
Trying to find parties. Yeah.
Oh, you it was local?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they were all the gals would get together and they would call and try to find like house parties to go to and stuff, right? Like,
yes.
Wow.
But we were like 15 and we were meeting up with like.
Very ratchet. Like, oh, yeah, like, I'm a 40-year-old man. Like,
and we're like, we always have
you show up, he's 68.
We would show up, and we would always hide behind the dumpsters and see, like, who the person was.
Jeepers.
And luckily we did that because the one time it ended up being, like, some very, very creepy.
A chubby black woman or something. Like, I'm a 15-year-old boy.
He actually called us, and he was, like, in his 50s.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Jeepers.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's terrible. I'm glad you don't do that anymore.
Can you imagine? She's just at home like, yeah. Steve.
That's why I dropped you off. I was at a party and then I had to come pick you up.
Uh-oh, Butterfingers over here.
Oh, no.
She was telling me about makeup parties and me and Claire did not really believe it was a thing that actually
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, what does Facebook say now?
Everyone's like, yeah, we went to makeup parties.
I was
like, now I just feel like a loser.
I mean, I went to parties where people would make out.
Yeah,
it was
of
never
course.
Like, hey,
designated.
Do you want to come to our makeup party? Like, what?
Made for it.
You find who you want. Make out. Oh. Uh-oh.
Don't fall the 15 feet. You're going to break your ankle.
You're going to split her khakis. Like.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, that was nice. Of course. Ow.
That looked real.
That head, that would have hurt my head. Oh, my tushy hurts.
I've been farting all night.
My post is going crazy.
Really?
Is people just blowing
like,
up?
I've gotten like 20 comments in like 30 minutes.
Good.
I'm just like.
Spokane knows, dude.
The person, someone asked, like, ask what high school they went to. Yeah. And I'm like, he's from Yakima.
And they're like, oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah.
How's your pineapple lemonade hitting you?
I don't know. I think I feel pretty normal.
I told him the story of how I drank 80 milligrams, like, within the span of 2 weeks. I did it twice.
Yeah.
This seems a lot longer than an hour and 17 minutes.
Yeah, it's been, we've been here since
That's
4.
That's because we're high. I don't know. Now I don't want to take some. What is she doing?
Do it.
What did she? Did she just like break through the glass?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, she's like, oh. I don't know why this was the move, but.
Oh, get that. Yeah.
Yep,
yeah. She's gonna get that.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, butterfingers again.
Butterfingers. What in the world is she doing? Oh. He's gonna like spin out.
I also
out
love that there's like just a paint store in a fucking mall.
And just throw it on the ground. Like, why are you? What in the world is
going on? She's trying to create a.
What the fuck is that?
She's gonna make it. She's gonna burn them. I can't talk. Yeah, she's gonna burn them.
Then what? Why is the paint necessary?
Oh, it's epoxy coating. It's like highly flammable.
Oh.
Good job, Brennan. You're red. I did not do that. I was just like, she's going to make it burn.
Apparently, we're supposed to know that epoxy paint is like very flammable.
Yeah, we're supposed to really think about it. The details. Oh, she's
away. That's the key in this movie is the details. Dude, I still can't get over there's a paint store in a mall. Like, I don't.
Hell.
And he's like, I cannot turn around.
Oh, I'm slipping in this epoxy.
He's getting stuck in the epoxy.
Oh, and she's like, hey, and motherfucker.
It's, it's epoxy. He's getting stuck.
Oh, so
and
it's too slippery.
The other stuff that's going to make him burn up.
And she's like, have a nice day. Oh, God. Because that's what you said earlier.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
I'll be back.
Fuck you.
one red light.
Also, yeah, it's like the guy who made this like saw Terminator when he was in Mexico banging prostitutes on cocaine. And he was like, I can do this better. There are robots in a mall.
It'll be absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
No humans we have to pay.
Yeah. Oh, they're all doing porn anyway.
my sneakers.
Oh. Is that a twitch or is that like?
Nah, she's farting again.
Yeah, she's blasting ass, dude. She ate the food court. So that's why she.
Oh, look at my ass!
Look at that Tyson.
He's coming through. Oh,
he's dead, dude. He ain't never coming back.
He's dead.
I just don't. Yeah, I don't.
I am sad.
I was just learning to love.
Gay robot.
Gay robot. I wanted to kill you because you wore white after Labor Day. Fucking, you tacky bitch. Like one of the robots is just like flamboyantly gay.
Yeah.
Cliche. Oh my gosh.
Oh God. Oh. Yeah. Ouch.
Oh. Oh my God.
Every step.
Yeah. This cack is too tight. Fuck. I think that's so much chili.
And I really appreciate actors who can actually act like they're hurt.
Hey,
like this guy?
Like,
I love that
he's just using it. Like,
and why is he just standing there? He's like, I hope she's okay over there. I got a bump on my head.
I don't know. I've got so much blood over here.
Luckily, I found this roll of toilet paper.
Luckily, this man was here to save me.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
After she just absolutely destroyed.
And the cops show up and just like unload on them because they think it's them that did it. Like, get on the ground. Like, I'm sad there's no sequel to this. I would have loved to have seen a remake or a sequel.
Yeah.
I still think the Workaholics guys should remake this movie. I think
that's so good.
That would be pretty good.
Chopping
you should pitch that to him.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll, now we're getting the credits? Adam. Or is this the app? Like,
no, this is the second part of the movie.
This is the porn part.
We're all, they're all going to get bottomless now.
Tony Odell.
The two people who survived. I called it.
You did.
At the very beginning of this movie.
You did.
Russell Todd.
Is he dead?
He's got a first name and a first name.
I just, all of these people are off-putting to me.
Especially her.
Yeah, she's her. Yeah.
Barbara Crampton.
Crampton.
I got a Crampton.
He does look like a guy from Workaholics.
Nick Siegel.
Yeah, fucking nerd. Oh, wow. Oh, what a handsome.
That's our buddy.
Chad.
Jack, 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 Jack.
John Turturro, the famous director.
Yep.
This is
I got big boobs. No,
Susie Slater.
Susie Slater. I love that's her fucking thing. That's so good.
I definitely recognize the lady on the right.
Yeah. She looks like she was from something. Then this guy, of course. His death was probably Dick Miller. What a name. Yeah, so that's Chopping Mall.
Wow.
What'd you think?
I said I gave it a 1 out of 5.
1 out of 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Claire, what would you rate it out of a 5?
I'll give it a 2.
2.
A 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5.
I mean, if I'm saying it as like, this is hilarious and fun to watch, I'd give it a 5 out of 5.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, quality wise, you know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Bad. I get it.
On a scale of wanting to see this or wanting to go see Avatar, I'd rather go see Avatar.
Steve and I are both just like.
Oh, man. I'd rather sit through 3 hours of fucking CGI James Cameron like Avatar than to sit through an hour and 17 minutes of that. Man, I feel like I've wasted my life.
Steve was so mad.
Oh, man. I went and saw Avatar by myself.
I think his edible is hitting him.
I hate how much, I fucking hate how much joy you have for Avatar. I hate it so much.
I'm getting so much joy just by watching your face and being so annoyed that I went and saw Avatar.
You went by yourself.
I went by myself.
How long is it?
It's
like 4 hours? It's like 3 hours.
Jesus Christ.
It's a long movie.
I'm good, dude.
It was good. It was really good. I enjoyed it.
It made $2 billion at the box office.
I mean, I do think the visuals are probably... I mean, I would love to take mushrooms and go.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Can we watch Cats next?
Ooh.
Yeah, you want to pull up James Corden just... only the James Corden parts, though. I want to see that fat pussy on screen. Let's see it. I don't think I can say that anymore.
You can.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, Claire, I thank you for your time. I appreciate you coming and hanging out. The Chopping Mall, the great movie. If anybody wants to watch it, it's on YouTube. 1986, Brandon? Is that what it was?
1986, yeah.
86, Jim Wynorski. Also, check out some of his other works like The Witches of Prestwick. what was the other one with the boobies?
Oh, the Bear...
Blair Witch Project.
Screwballs. Bear Wrench Project. The Bear Wrench. That's what it's called. Bear Wrench.
The Bear Wrench Project.
Winch. Sorry, Winch. Not Wrench.
Wrench.
Can never say my R's.
Sorority House Massacre 2.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's a couple in here. Hold on, I'll find the other one. I want to give these the two listeners before they
wait, turn is this off. Table like a podcast thing?
What?
Like, is that your podcast?
Oh, that's my podcast. Yeah, that's my podcast. Oh, okay. It's a podcast that I produce here.
I was like, is that like a thing that all like, podcasts?
No, that's
have
funny.
You watched Joe Rogan lately? He's got the cool. same table.
Honestly, I was like, is that like a thing?
Yeah.
To have a table covered in stickers?
Cleavage Field. That's the other one.
Oh, Cleavage Field, which is like Cloverfield.
Yeah. The Ooh. Lusty which Busty like BBQ.
Wow.
The Da Vinci Co-Ed. I got Brennan with that one.
I watched Da Vinci Code the other night. I turned it on. It was on HBO Max.
Tom Hanks take his tits out or what? The Breastford Wives.
Breastford Wives?
Bear Wench, the final chapter.
Oh my God.
The Witches of Breastwick 2, Komodo versus Cobra.
We should watch one of these.
Oh, dude. We should watch all of Gargoyle.
So funny.
The Curse of the Busty Cops. I love that. It's not even trying. Yeah, Cheerleader Massacre.
Giantess Battle
Invasion of the Hottie Snatchers.
Ooh.
That's a personal favorite of mine. The Escort 3 instead of The Exorcist.
Yep.
Vampirella, Virtual Desire, The Wasp Woman, Ghoulies 5. God, they made 5 of those. And finally, oh no, wait, where was it at? Paranockers Activity. There it is.
Paranockers
Activity. Go check that out. It's probably on Crackle or one of those dog Crackle. Shit. Crackle. Yeah.
One of those streaming services you have and you've been paying for the last Peacock? 2 years Peacock. Because you forgot to turn off the subscription.
Maybe, yeah. Or it's on one of those things that's free where there's like commercials every 10 seconds. But anyway, thank you, Claire.
Yeah, thanks.
It was good hanging out with you, man. Yeah, Brandon, yeah. I'm glad you're high right now. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. That's so good.